Today, we are going to look at a rare type of lung cancer, malignant pleural mesothelioma. I've seen mesothelioma connected with asbestos, and so we're going to get into a little bit about what it's about and also some new treatments. We have with us Dr. Niraj Mehta, who's a radiation oncologist at Genesis Care in Miami, Florida. He's here to talk about that. If you can kind of, doctor, first of all, I guess, give us the diagnosis. What is referred to as MPM?
MPM, as you mentioned, referred to as malignant pleural mesothelioma, is a rare type of cancer that actually starts in the protected lining of the major organs in the area around the stomach and the chest. And so because it affects the lining of the lungs, it makes it a little bit unique compared to a classic lung cancer that actually originates from the lung tissue in and of itself.
So what is the major cause for this? Is it asbestos? That seems to be the word or the type of thing that is connected to this type of cancer.
This is absolutely correct. MPM is closely associated with past exposure to asbestos in particular types of jobs. At least 90% of all mesothelioma cases are due to asbestos exposure. And because the latency period is about 40 years, but it can show up to 10 to 20 years after heavy asbestos exposure, we can imagine why this is an issue now, because between 1940 and 1979, about 27 million workers were exposed to asbestos.
Because I always think, well, we've kind of tried to remove asbestos. We kind of know the protective gear that's needed when that is taking place. But now you're telling me that something 40 years ago suddenly is making an appearance.
This is exactly correct. And so, you know, if we do the math, we can imagine why, you know, even now, or maybe, you know, with people even living longer, the statistics sort of have stayed consistent at 2,500, you know, per year. And so it's something that it's part of our sort of dynamic right now. And so we're dealing with it.
We're going to talk about a new treatment, but before we get to that, what was currently being done? It wasn't really a good prognosis, obviously. So what was the treatment at the time?
Eric, I mean, the treatment options that were FDA approved, you know, prior to, you know, Optune Lua included surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and now Optune Lua together with chemotherapy.
Explain what Optune Lua is.
Exactly. So Optune Lua is actually a wearable device that is used with chemotherapy to treat unresectable, locally advanced, or metastatic MPM. So what is Optune Lua? It actually produces electrical fields called tumor-treating fields. And these tumor-treating fields in and of themselves disrupt cancer cell division, potentially causing these cancer cells to die. Used in conjunction with chemotherapy, there was a large clinical study that demonstrated a favorable overall survival, 18.2 months. And the only device-related adverse event was skin irritation, mild to moderate in 66%, and severe in 5%. And patients can, you know, travel and do their regular daily routine, as they will be wearing the device for at least 18 hours a day to receive the best response to treatment.
Is this idea of sort of an electric field new in the treatment of cancers?
A very good question. I would not say it's new because some of this has been in the works for quite some time, but I would say that having something that is approved under the humanitarian device exemption pathway since 2019 makes it new because now we're applying it in a very specific clinical setting with a very precisely run trial. So in that sense, it's new, but the background is not. And I think that there's going to be a lot more research on this in other sites of a cancer as well.
At the moment, is this really the only cancer that it's being used for? What do you know?
There is one other as well, but I'm only, for the purposes of this conversation, I have to stick to malignant pleural mesothelioma, but there is one site in which a tumor-treated field is also being used and also has been shown to have an advantage, and perhaps there's a lot more in the works.
Sure.
Because of the ease of use, because at the end of the day, we are talking about, you know, someone's holistic outlook in terms of, you know, weighing their risks and benefits of treatment.
Right. And obviously, this allows for a little bit more, better comfort, maybe also a person who has mesothelioma to live a little bit longer. If people want to find out more about this or maybe bring this to the attention of their oncologist, where's a good place to get that?
I mean, I think that's the first step, right? If you or your loved one is diagnosed with MPM, you know, the first thing to kind of realize is that having that diagnosis is overwhelming. I mean, all of a sudden you're facing unfamiliar challenges. you need to make important treatment decisions, so talking to your oncologist or a doctor to learn about your treatment options will be the best. But a great site where viewers can go for information is called learnaboutmiso.com. And that basically sets the stage to give you a background. And then once you have a background, I think viewers that and even affected people can feel more empowered. And obviously, my name is Dr. Mehta. I work on behalf of Genesis Care, and they're a large global organization that are partnering with Novocure and other, and also individual physicians to really be a game changer in the field of cancer care.
Right. Well, with cancer, there's always new treatments, people coming up with different ideas, and we always are applauding those who have gotten things to start working and making life better for other folks as well as we kind of battle this terrible disease. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.